I remember another woman at care. I'll give you another example of the ways in which people do this. And I prescribed several things for her. She wasn't getting better. And then eventually, I tried homeopathics, it wasn't working. She's all depressed and all sorts of stuff. And I was sure she needed Staphysagria. She was all suppressed and angry and kind of feeling like her husband was dominating her and so on. And I gave her staph and it didn't work. I gave her lycopodium and it didn't work. And then I bunged her on flower remedies. And anyway, she liked the idea of the flower remedies better. And that's usually a good thing to listen out for, is that you'll find that if the treatment's right for the person, they'll resonate with it. They'll feel good about taking it. And it's something that I've learned to listen to much more closely. I've often had people come along and they've told me straight away, first interview, that they don't get on with homeopathy. Now, they've had homeopathy before and it's really upset them or it's aggravated. And I've spent months trying to persuade them how good homeopathy is, instead of listening to what they were saying. And now I've learned to listen. And so she said to me, she said, oh, what's these? I said, it's flower remedies. She said, oh, that's great. How are those made? And I explained it to her. And she said, oh, I like those. I like those a lot. And she hadn't even started taking them. She's like caressing the bottle. And I thought, I'm onto something here. You know? She says, which ones are you giving me? So, you know, my spirit of openness as well. You know, here's a leaflet. And it was Bailey remedies. So I gave her the leaflet and I ticked the ones. There's about five. I said, these are the ones I'm giving you. I said, you might want to sit and read it and I'll go make them up for you. And she said, oh, okay. So I goes and makes them up. She sits in the waiting room. Anyway, I gave them to her, and she's kind of looking at me a bit like she shouldn't really say anything, but, you know, that was the energy she's putting on. And I said, what is it? I picked it up. She says, I can see why you've given me all those, and they're all pretty good. She said, yeah, I'm sure I need all of them, but I think there's one you've missed out. I said, all right, what's that? And she said this, and it's the flowering currant. And she said, that's the one I really need. I said, how do you know? She said, I just scanned my eye down the page and it jumped off the page at me. I said, and that was it. You know, she said, it just jumped off the page at me. And she says, I can't really explain it. I said, okay, give me that bottle back. So I took the bottle back. I gave her flowering currant on its own. I just dumped the rest. Gave her the flowering currant. Best remedy she ever took. It's like it cured her migraines, all the physicals and stuff that had been given homeopathics for. All just cleared up on the one flower remedy. It was just amazing. Now, I didn't know that that's what she needed. She knew that that's what she needed. And she just resonated with it. So that's what happened. If you take on board that possibility that patients know, then they will repeatedly demonstrate to you that they do. Which means you don't have to worry about it so much. If you